This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, January the 11th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Forms and Multimedia Director for SMA News Today.
According to a recent case report, the use of a robotic arm controlled by electrical impulses in the arm muscles may increase the independence of paralyzed SMA patients. The case report was called Functional Tasks Performed by People with Severe Muscular Atrophy Using an SEMG Controlled Robotic Manipulator. It was published in IEEE Explore. This was during the 2018 40th Annual International Conference of the IEEE Engineering and Medicine and Biology Society. SMA leads to progressive and symmetrical muscle weakness. This can result in paralysis. Daily activities such as eating and drinking become extremely challenging when they have lost control of voluntary movements of the limbs. In this case, full-time care is inevitable. Technological advances have provided some approaches to help patients regain their independence, especially those with limited mobility or total paralysis. Assisted devices, such as robotic arms, can be controlled by a joystick. Sometimes, they can run through brain-computer interfaces in patients unable to handle a joystick. Surface electromyography, known as SEMG, is a non-invasive procedure. It uses electric sensors placed on the skin surface of muscles. It detects, records, and interprets the electrical activity of these muscles. Besides its use as a diagnostic tool for neuromuscular diseases, it has been widely used in the field of prosthetics. In this case, recordings of muscular activity are used to control prosthetic hands, arms, and legs, and perform daily tasks. SMA patients and people who have limited mobility or paralysis don't have enough residual electrical activity to exert motion of the limbs. However, they potentially have enough to control a robotic limb. Therefore, an SEMG-based interface has the potential to be a viable, non-invasive approach that would control an assistive robotic device. It could perform daily tasks in paralyzed people that have residual electrical muscle impulses. In Oberpfaffenhofen, Germany, researchers at the Institute of Robotics and Mechatronics, German Aerospace Center, are looking into this. They're seeing if a lightweight robot arm controlled by an SEMG-based interface could help SMA patients perform daily tasks. The system was tested in two 49-year-old women with SMA type 2. They almost had no voluntary limb movement. But the electric impulses associated with voluntary muscle activation could still be detected by SEMG. Both had had a previous short contact with SEMG-based interfaces. This was more than 2 years before this study. One woman had scoliosis due to the disease. She preferred to perform all experiments while lying in bed. The other woman sat in a wheelchair. 8 of the Delsys Trigno wireless EMG sensors were placed in the right arm of the participants. They then had the robotic hand arm. This was called a DLR Lightweight Robot 3. It was equipped with a 5-fingered DLR HIT hand and made up an entire right arm. The performance of the SEMG-based assistive system was evaluated for 4 consecutive days. 2 validated assessment tests were done during this time, a modified version of the box and block test and parts of the action research arm test. The box and block test assesses gross manual dexterity of the arm and hand. In this modified version, the women had to grasp 5 blocks from one box and move them over a 10-centimeter wall into another box. The action research arm test assesses upper limb functionality. Of its 19 original items, only 9 items of grasp and grip were considered in this study. The results showed that both participants accomplished reach and grasp tasks using the SEMG-based assistive system. Sometimes they did on the first try, showing that they could precisely control the robotic arm hand. While the completion of both tasks took substantially longer than that achieved by healthy people or others using a prosthetic, this was not an easy task. This is because no tactile information is being received, and none of the participants received training beforehand. Researchers expect that regular training with the system could significantly reduce the completion times of these tasks. Additional long-term studies would be required. Furthermore, both women were able to perform a daily task using the robotic system. Each picked up a bottle from a table, moved it close to her mouth, drank from it through a straw, and placed it back on the table. Researchers said, quote, "This data highlights that paralyzed people with residual voluntary muscle activity can control a robotic hand-arm system via an SEMG-based interface. The system can help them perform functional tasks and daily activities of life without the help of a caregiver." End quote.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Editor Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploregenetherapy.com.
From the SMA News Today Social Clip section, online volunteering opportunities for SMA patients. There is plenty of evidence that volunteering can be good for one's physical, mental, and emotional health. The Corporation for National and Community Service, Habitat for Humanity, and Harvard University have all espoused the benefits of volunteer work. For SMA patients, however, it's not as easy as cleaning up a local park, shelving books at a local library, or donating blood. Fortunately, there are many virtual or online volunteer opportunities. We've put together a list of resources to get you started. Volunteer matching. There are a variety of volunteer databases that allow you to search for specific cause areas. Children and youth, education, and literacy, for example. Sort by date, and more. They even compile all the relevant information, including opportunity descriptions, timeframes, and locations. Volunteer Match and UNV Online Volunteering are specifically geared toward virtual volunteering, but Idealist and Do Something might also have what you're looking for. Helplines. Are you good with people? Do you want to feel like you're helping someone in need? Helplines might be the volunteer opportunity for you, and the great news is many of them are online. Crisis Text Line lets you text someone currently experiencing a crisis or a moment of extreme emotional pain. Suicide Prevention Lifeline provides several services, some via telephone and some via text chat. IMA Live is similar to Suicide Prevention Lifeline and relies heavily on volunteers like you. If you struggle with mental health, helplines may not be the volunteer opportunity for you. IMA Live says it best. It is important to make sure that you are equipped, healthy, and in a position to give of yourself without hurting yourself in the process. Take care of yourself. Micro-volunteering. Interested in volunteering, but not sure if you have the time? Micro-volunteering allows you to team up with other volunteers to get the job done. You may even find micro-volunteering more fulfilling, as every team member gets to contribute their specific expertise. Check out Sparked for more information. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Editor for SMA News Today.
Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Forums and Multimedia Director.